The last time we all saw Nanny in Gerritsen Beach. Nanny Lovejoy's house sat at the foot of a pier. Her front yard was a bulkhead. In the near distance, the ribbon of madness called the Belt Parkway girdled the great belly of Brooklyn. Nanny was there with Aunt Dot, grown permanently crabby from living a long life with her mother. Nanny sat fixed in her chair, hair deep white and far too old to bother standing to greet. Who knew her name was Sadie, short for Sarah, her own mother's name? Richard lived alone downstairs in the basement apartment. He had once belonged to someone, but now he was not right. We only knew him as Cousin Richard, who lived his life downstairs, hanging on to his circumstances by only a thread. Aunt Dot made us tea and offered simple cookies from a box, happy to see her little sister, or not. We didn't stay long, even with the thought that they would all be dead before another day like this. We lived by my grandfather's clock, he never forgetting that to Dot and to Nanny, he would always be that miserable guinea bastard who married my grandmother. They say the Lovejoys were once colonial aristocrats in Maine, with land and with treasure enough for a kingdom. Now it was just Nanny, in her chair by a bulkhead in Gerritsen Beach, preparing her next complaint for Aunt Dot. Before her, jammed into her tiny front room, overlooking 100 yards of oily water, 3 generations of people she had spawned, and that miserable guinea bastard, hand in his pocket and jingling his car keys.